please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about stop supporting stupid. Well, let's go. Yes, there are way too many retarded people in the world and it keeps on affecting me. I'm sure it's affecting you too, because all this shit's happening because of dumb retardated peoples. Just saying. Case in point, look at this. Some stupid guy thought he could get himself a fat chick and it's gonna be all hunky-dory. Look what happened here. It says, after getting into a heated argument, Kino Butler was beaten and stabbed by his 300-pound girlfriend, Wendy Thomas. Damn, that's... Man, that's a whale. Yeah, man, pick a fold and fuck it. Yikes. After knocking him to the ground, she sat on him and pressed all her weight against his 120-pound body, crushing him. God damn it. 300 pounds versus 120. Wow. And then it says he passed away as a result of this. Well, duh. Damn, you see, stay away from fat women. Just saying. Yeah, do you know what else is stupid? This guy is letting his 13-year-old daughter have unprotected sex and get pregnant and then has all these abortions. Yeah, you think this is good for her body? No. The more abortions you get, the more pieces of your uterus you're pulling out. And after a while, guess what? You sterilize yourself. And this girl's at the tender age of 13. Ay. I wonder why you're letting your daughter have unprotected sex. That's very stupid. Well, let's watch the clip, right?
I'm not taking you to get no more abortions. How many times you gonna get pregnant? You're only 13 years old.
Well, that's what happens when you give rights to women. Strong and empowered women do stupid shit like that. Yes, and you're just a weak father that can't have a strong nut, so your daughter's doing whatever she wants. Yeah, because you're not a strong man. Guess what? She's gonna find that hole filled by some strong man. Who knows? Maybe her little boyfriend is a 13-year-old kid like him. Probably not. Probably 43. Just saying.
And you sitting there with the stank face and the attitude. I'm tired of all this shit, man. I don't know, but you finna get signed up for DCFS or something, bro.
You know what? I bet this little girl got that habit from her parents. Yeah, so you taught her this crap. How old are you when this chick was born? Yes. Yep, you know what they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So you're stupid. That's why you need to have a strong pimp hand, because if you don't, you let your daughter do whatever the hell she wants. Now she doesn't listen to you. You're so stupid. You failed as a father and as a man. You suck at life. Well, let's see another clip of a stupid woman not doing what she's told to do. Yeah, and do you see a common theme here? Oh yes, I'm an asshole, I know. Well, that's who I am. Just watch the clip.
But I got the chips all in a bag and everything, and she's worried about what I'm eating in a bag. I ain't dropping it on the floor.
It's funny that people nowadays have this false sense of entitlement. Look how fat she is, all swollen and bloated. Ugh, she's like a fucking carbuncle.
Leave me alone. I ain't got time for it. Mother don't know who she messing with.
Yeah, usually stupid people that are fat and lazy are like this. They think that they're owed something and then you need to bend over backwards for them just because. Nah, I say fuck that shit. When people do this, because I have forced to deal with people, I just turn around and leave. It's like, fuck you. I don't need to do nothing for you. Eat a dick. That's just me. I don't know about you guys.
I'm gonna have to clean up a mess.
You ain't gonna have to clean up no mess. What mess is you gonna clean up? And it's all in a bag.
Because people be living, people be dropping stuff.
That is true, but unfortunately, your feed bag is not under your fucking shithole. So yeah, maybe if you put that stupid trough right under your fucking shithole, right there, so whatever crap falls out of your mouth, what you call a mouth, that sewer hole of yours, yeah, you drop everything, you can see, you can see her fingers when she dusts them off, she gets all those Dorito crumbs. Oh, this chick is disgusting and so stupid and arrogant and rude. Yeah, and then they say you're rude. Oh, fuck you. Yes, I hate this fucking entitled people. And there's a theme. If you see the theme, then, you know, it is what it is. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Just saying.
Okay, well, I'm not a little child. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yes, Hogzilla, you're growing sideways. Grown-ass woman. Yeah, very grown.
They're dry. I just want to get home. That's it. Girl, how much you pay for this ride anyway?
You see, there you go. She just dusted off her damn fingers. She should at least suck on those damn sausages to clean them up. Like, what the fuck? And then she asked how much the ride cost. It says $50. Oh, man. Nah, man. This chick, you need to put, like, a penalty. Yeah, like $1,000. Because I'm sure it's going to fuck up your suspension for this stupid hog. Come on, man. This is some bullshit. And is that the guy next to you a chick? Wow. Wow. Whatever, I don't know. I'm apparently stupid, like these people, right? I get stupid on stupid crimes, right? Because I'm retarded. Well, anyways, let's see what other crap happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting my money worth out of this ride. You know what the fuck you're talking to? But I'm going to get here and eat my chicken.
Yes, fried chicken to stuff your fucking fat hole.
I thought you going to just be one man. You doing?
If you keep talking, I'm going to end the ride.
Well, go ahead and end the ride.
Uh-oh, don't tempt me with a good time. You tell me that shit and I will stop and I'll kick you out of my damn car. Yes, I would. I wouldn't give a fuck. Shit, today at work, I was dealing with a stupid-ass customer. I was trying to help her, but then she started running her mouth. So, what I did, I told her, get the fuck out of here. And customer's looking at me. And usually, I don't cuss people out, but when you start cussing at me and I try to help you three fucking times... Oh man, it's like, fuck you, that's it. Strike three and you're out. You're lucky I only have a bat and like use it, but you know, trying to be meek and all, but damn, people push your buttons. Just saying, just don't fucking hit people. It's not the time. You do that when it's Civil War time, not before. Don't get in trouble, okay? You know this, don't do it.
Okay, we're gonna get home, she's gonna end the ride. We right here by the house.
I'm gonna end it.
Gonna re-end the ride.
I can end it.
Hey, look, this chick is already telling you to end the ride. Why don't you end the ride? Why you keep on prolonging your pain? Yeah, if someone tells you to do it, just do it. Like, that's what you want, alright? yeah, don't fucking put up with people's shit. Because once people think that you're a bitch, they're gonna treat you like a bitch and they're gonna ride you like one. So don't ever let people get on top of you. Just saying. Especially one that weighs 3,000 pounds, like this hog.
You scared to drive.
Keep talking.
I'm gonna keep talking.
You're gonna ride by the house. You're gonna get out.
Oh, you're gonna get my money back.
Ride,
I know that
get out.
Then I ain't getting out there close and my money hit my car.
That's some bullshit that driver had to put up with, right? I wouldn't put up with that shit. I'm sick and tired of retarded people saying their shit like this. Yeah, don't you notice some people just love acting stupid? Yeah, why? Why is that? All I know is that people are getting into some shit that their asses can't catch. What was that saying? That don't have your mouth write checks that your ass can't catch? Cash? Sorry, starting to sound like that chick that couldn't say card. Yeah, she said car. It's supposed to be card. But anyways, yeah, don't be saying things that you can't take back. Because once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck it. And these people are playing with fire. Just saying. So yeah, just don't put up with these people. I know you guys are kicking ass and minding your own business and moving forward. A lot of these stupid people are gonna test your patience. Just don't let the bullshit get to you, man. I know I'm dealing with some personal shit myself and it really pisses me off, but it is what it is. Stupid people are just everywhere. And it doesn't matter the color of your skin or what's between your legs. Retardation is retardation. So don't be like them. Always raise, go above it. Elevate, because I know you're a beautiful angel. Not like these beasts. Well, goodbye.
So I went to these migrant shelters and ended up getting the police called on me because of what I discovered, i.e. your tax money is literally being burned. So as soon as I walked toward the Quality Inn that is now a shelter, security did not want to let me in. I saw migrants just hanging out in the lounge area on a workday while each of their meals is costing you $42. Now this is a picture of one of their meals, so it's not a Michelin star meal, this is obvious fraud. Now Elliott Community Human Services, the nonprofit that manages the shelter, was given $34 million by the government to manage three migrant shelters, and I found in their 990 form that their CEO makes $417,000 a year. They also have 132 employees that make over $100,000 a year. On top of that, They got $156 million in taxpayer money in just 2023, despite having high crime in their shelters. A migrant arred and impregnated his own daughter in one of these shelters and wasn't arrested until 8 months later. Also, when I was there, I saw migrants getting into their own cars and in the back of Lyfts and Ubers, yet we were told that they were struggling in these shelters. Now, migrants are getting into these cars because of companies like Mercedes Cab Company getting a $6.8 million no-bid deal to give free transportation to migrants. Migrants in Boston are also getting free Ubers and Lyfts. Then I went to a veterans shelter that converted a large part of it to be a migrant shelter, and shortly after that, the police came.